This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green. I see them blue for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
I see skies of
just blue. Before the break, we had a caller that was talking about corn. And wanted to know when the corn is ready. And I was telling him the tassel, that silk that's on the ear of the corn, when it's ready, getting ready for pollination, it's kind of a creamy yellow color. And that silk is catching the pollen that's blowing around the cornfield. And once it receives the pollen will work its way down the individual strands of the silk, and it will create a kernel on the cob. And his question was, how do you know when it's ready? It was the first year. And I told him what my dad would do is he would squeeze the kernel, the actual cob, and when he started to feel bumps, then he knew it was getting close, because when that silk is that creamy yellow or creamy green coloration, it's being pollinated, and the actual kernel is getting larger and larger and larger. And if you pick it too early, then when you peel it, it's going to be all white, and it won't be mature. So you have to wait until that silk, the end of the silk, begins to turn brown. And once you start to notice that brown coloration, squeeze it, and you'll definitely feel the individual kernels of corn compared to squeezing it now, and it feels solid. But you will feel the individual bumps on it. My dad did cheat, but what happens is if you peel the corn to see what's happening, you're breaking that silk, because each kernel has a little bit of silk attached to it, because that's how it's pollinated, and by the wind. Now, one of the questions that a lot of people ask is, when your corn is ready and you want to eat it, when is the best time to pick the corn? And there are two schools of thought. And my dad always grew corn. My garden isn't big enough for that. And we did it both ways. Way number one is you get your water boiling in your pot. You go to the garden, you pick the corn, you clean it right there, run to the house, and throw it in the boiling water, and the flavor is going to be really, really good. But the old-timers that raise corn for a living, they always told my father, and when you go and you buy corn on the cob, that corn is picked early in the morning. The sugar content on corn on the cob is highest in the morning before the temperatures get hot. As the temperatures warm up, some of the sugars change to starch to make that plant continue to grow. So what the old-timers always recommended is to get out in that garden early in the morning, pick your corn on the cob, and put it in the refrigerator. That way it stays cold. And because it stays cold, the sugars in the individual kernels will not change over to starch as quickly. They will still begin to change over to starches, but not as fast. So if you're growing corn, pick it early in the morning, refrigerate it, and then eat it, or pick it just before supper. It's not going to be quite as sweet, but still going to be very, very good. Peel it right in the garden, throw it into the boiling water, rather than let it sit in your refrigerator for 3 or 4 days. If you buy fresh corn on the cob, which is coming, you want to eat it the same day you buy it. So don't go to the supermarket, buy a dozen ears of corn, let it sit in there for 3 or 4 days before you eat it. When you buy it, you eat it the same day for the best flavor. Okay? Let's go to the phone lines. Nathan, who do we have up next?
Barbara in Massachusetts.
Barbara, good morning. How can we help you out today?
Good morning, Paul. I have two questions, if I can.
Sure.
First one is on crabapple trees. We had flowers in the spring. We have a lot of foliage, but I noticed yesterday sitting out on the deck, there's a few places that a few leaves are turning brown.
Yep.
And I think that's a problem.
Yep. It's I have two varieties of flowering crab. One is white and one is pink. And my pink flowering crab, they were both planted at the same time. They were both the same size. And my white is 3 times the size as my pink. And the big difference is the white is disease resistant. The pink is not. And like you, and I was just noticing it yesterday, it's beginning to have yellow leaves and it's beginning to drop some foliage. Now, what that is a fungus that's beginning to attack the foliage. And the week of 90-plus degree weather and the high humidity that we've had has really increased problems with diseases on plants. So what I recommend that you do is that you get a product called Infuse, Infuse. Now, Infuse is the only systemic fungicide on the market today. And the reason that I like Infuse is when you spray it on the foliage of your flowering crab, it's absorbed into the plant. And if you get a heavy rain, the rain cannot wash it off. If you use all of the other fungicides, it will do the same thing, protect the plant and kill the disease spores. But if you get a quick shower or a heavy downpour, it's washed it off and you got to reapply it again. So you're not going to be eating these crab apples, and by the time they're ready, the fungicide in the infuse will have broken down. It only lasts about 60 days, and if your variety of flowering crab does produce fruit that animals will eat, things like squirrels or maybe deer or rabbits or whatever, by the time that fruit falls from the plant, the fungicide has broken down, but it will protect it during July and August. So you use Infuse. It comes with the built-in sprayer. You just attach it to your hose, turn on the water, turn on the sprayer, it mixes all by itself. Soak that foliage really good. Try and do it in the early morning before 10 o'clock so that it has a chance to dry before the heat of the day. And that way it will work its way through that waxy layer on the foliage, get into the bloodstream of the plant, and wherever black spot or powdery mildew or any of these other diseases try and get active in the plant, it's taken care of.
Okay, so you spray the foliage. Where do you get, any nursery carry this?
Yes, any nursery, garden center, and some of the big hardware stores like Ace Hardware Store will carry it. But it's called Infuse. It comes with a built-in sprayer. You just spray it, and you can use it on, like if you have tall phlox, it will take care of the powdery mildew. If you have hollyhocks, they'll take care of the rust. If you have lilacs, they get powdery mildew. And with all the heat we had this past week, those disease spores are really, really getting active now, and you should start treating. Even though you don't see anything happening, get this product on it now, because it's just a matter of time, and you're better off to be ahead of schedule than behind schedule, because once it gets in the plant, it's more difficult to get it out. So spray it as soon as you can. Thank you, Barbara.
Weeds. It's a matter of life and death.
These weeds have a mission: to hide every bottle of Bayer Advanced Durazone Weed and Grass Killer in this store.
Hide one in the wheelbarrow.
They know Durazone kills weeds for up to 6 months, 2 months longer than Roundup Extended Control.
Put some behind the garden gnome.
And Durazone Ready to Use provides more coverage. It goes 50% further than Roundup Extended Control Ready to Use for a better value. No wonder weeds are terrified of Durazone.
Hide them all.
Bayer Advanced Durazone. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label directions.
Grubs live to destroy your lawn. Stop them now with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Season Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Its patented 2-in-1 formula controls grubs all season long. Plus, it helps build a stronger, thicker lawn. All in one easy step. Bayer Advanced Season Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Give Nathan a call, and we'll work together to solve your problem. Nathan, who do we have up next?
Lots of callers this morning. Mike in Concord, New Hampshire.
Mike, good morning. How can we help you with your yard today?
Good morning, Paul.
Hi.
What we've got going on is an invasion of witch's broom. And it's attacked my wife's father's blueberries, and it's just almost rendered them fruitless.
Yep. I have a friend in Kennebunk. He just moved from this particular house, and he planted 24 high bush blueberries, and all of a sudden the witch's broom came in. And for those of you that don't know what witch's broom looks like, it's a disease that gets into the plant. And it produces a callus, and it will make the stem get thicker and thicker and thicker and thicker, creating just like a fist. And out of that fist, you get these little short branches, and it's just a big mound of little tiny short branches. The best thing to get rid of it is you need to prune a foot below where the witch's broom is forming on that plant and get everything out. Have him walk his property to see if there are any other trees on the property that have witch's broom. And if he's able to either remove them, or if it's a small tree, take it down. And by cleaning them, there's a very good chance that he can eliminate that. There's no products available at this point because it's a selective thing. It's not widely a problem. So it's not something that the nursery industry or the universities have worked on. And from what I've seen on this friend of mine's garden, he just cut all the plants back by a foot, removed all of the witch's broom. The healthy branches, he left them alone, and cut them back a foot, dispose of it. And the best way to dispose of it is either take it to the landfill or burn it. But don't just take it and throw it in the woods, because it's gonna come back and infect everything else. And I had him cut him back a foot below the witch's broom, fed the plants heavily, and they did come back. The following year we did have three or four, but as soon as he saw it beginning, he removed those branches, and now the blueberry field that he had planted, the one dozen or two dozen plants, are all healthy. He's no longer living there, but when I drive by the house, I always take a look, and they look nice and clean. So just remove a foot below it, get rid of it, and feed the plants, and they will replace the missing area with some nice, healthy growth.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
I wish there was something, but it's not a serious problem that everybody gets. It's very spotty. It's here, it's there, and you know, all these big companies that produce all these products are not working on a cure for it because there's not that much of a demand.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, well, we'll try it and go from there.
Terrific. Thank you. Good luck, and let us know how you make out.
We will, Paul. Thank you.
Thank you so much,
Have
Mike.
Have a good one.
Okay. You too. Bye-bye. Let's go to the phone lines. Nathan? Oh, we're coming right up on a break. When we come back, we'll get right back to the phone lines. In the meantime, if you have mosquitoes and they're eating you alive, if your kids are coming in with ticks, or your dogs have fleas, there's a great organic product made by Natural Alternative. Give them a call, 888-546-5941. It's organic and it works. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In a case of he said, they said, America's top diplomat characterizes his talks with top North Korean officials in recent days like this.
We had detailed and substantive discussions about the next steps towards a fully verified and complete denuclearization.
But North Korea says the talks between Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and those top North Korean officials were regrettable, and that Pompeo came in with a gangster-like attitude.
If those requests were gangster-like, they are, the world is a gangster, because there was a unanimous decision at the UN Security Council about what needs to be achieved.
an active rescue effort to save a dozen youth soccer team members from a flooded cave in Thailand where they've been trapped for 2 weeks is now said to be underway. Divers might be bringing those boys out one at a time as early as today. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If you need some help, give Nathan a call. The number is 855-660-4261. Nathan, who do we have up next?
Greg in Massachusetts.
Greg from Massachusetts, good morning.
Good morning.
How can we help you out today, Greg?
I have a couple of rhododendron bushes in my yard, and they've already bloomed. But I wanted to trim them back, but it seems like they're growing buds again, which I don't think I've ever had that happen before. So is it safe to trim it back, or do I need to wait and see what's going to happen with the...
Well, usually the rhododendrons will make the flower buds on the tips of the branches, and they usually make them during the end of July, August, and September. So the buds that you're seeing, are they on the very tip of the branch?
Yes.
And they look to be good size ones compared to the side.
No, they're small. But I just noticed it the other day. I was just, you know, and I didn't know if they were going to get bigger, but they look like just growing new buds. You know, like because it already bloomed, obviously, and it's new buds. And I was afraid it was going to. I've never seen it bud twice. I mean, can they bud again?
And they usually what they do. Your rhododendron will flower. When the blooming cycle is over, it will make new growth, and then when the new growth matures, then on the tips of those branches, it will make the flower buds. But here's the problem. If you don't prune it now and you wait until next year, the plant's going to be another 6 to 8 inches larger than it was this year.
I didn't do it last year. I didn't do it last year, and that's what's happened. It's gotten quite large.
Yeah. So it's either you wait until next year, it's going to be bigger, you're going to have to prune it harder, and it's going to take longer to rebound, or you do it now, and then you feed it, and you give it plenty of water, and there's a very good chance that on some of the branches that you're not pruning, that buds will form on those. But okay. it gets to a point is the plant's getting to be too big where it is. So either I prune it now and I lose a year with the bloom, but I control the size, or okay. I don't control the size, and then I have to rip it out and plant a small plant and wait for it to get to the size of this original plant. So you're damned okay. if you do, and you're damned if you don't.
Yeah, no, but I understand what you're saying. So, okay, very good. Very good. I just didn't want to harm it, but by cutting those off, I was afraid it was going to harm the bush. But
yeah, no, it won't. It won't. Yeah, no, it won't hurt the plant. It's going to give you less flower buds for next year. But, you okay. know, the thing is, if you don't prune it, it's going to get to a point where you won't be able to see out the window. And,
yeah.
And then you're losing air circulation coming into the house on these real hot days. And then you can't see out the window. So you've got to say, hey, that's it. Today's the day, and yes, I'm going to lose a few flowers on it, but at least I can control the size so it doesn't get out of control.
Okay, very good.
And do the pruning. Do your pruning, Greg, with hand pruners, if at all possible. If you've got to take some big branches out, then use loppers, but, you know, do a little bit at a time. And what you could do is, if you have an area, especially on the top of the plant, and it's really growing fast, you may have to thin it. So rather than take the whole top of your plant, take every other branch and get rid of those. And that way, next year, the branches that you prune this year will make new growth. It will fill it in. And then the tall branches that you didn't prune this year, you can prune those the following year.
Oh, okay.
So rather than just chop the whole thing off, take every other branch, and then next year at this time, the branches that you didn't prune this year, prune those, and now you've got a nice plant again.
Very good. Very good. Thank you so much for the information.
Thank you, Greg. You have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you as well.
Bye-bye. You know, there are times you just got to take the bull by the horns, as my dad would say, and you've got to get out there, and you have to do it. When I was going to the Stockbridge School of Agriculture at UMass, my very first year, we had two burning bush, one on each side of the front door. And they were big. I mean, they were out of control. And my father got a knock on the door, was the mailman. And in those days, the mailman came right to your house. And he said to my dad, you're going to have to prune those burning bush because every time it rains and I want to deliver the mail, I'm getting wet. And I just can't do it anymore. So I went to school. I'm coming home for a spring break. And my dad says, we're going to need to prune the shrubs. Ask your teachers. My teacher said, the burning bush are dormant right now. And you can whack them back incredibly. So here it is, the middle of March. We've got a week off, and my dad and I went out there. And these burning bush were 8 feet tall and a good 8 feet wide. And we took that burning bush and we cut it to 4 feet tall and 4 feet wide. All it was a shell. And my father looked at me and he gave me the look that said, if this thing doesn't work, we're going to be in trouble with your mother. My mother came home from work. She got out of the car and said, what did you do? Because we hadn't cleaned up yet. All the branches were right in the front lawn. And my dad said, I just did what Paul told me to. He put all the blame on me. Well, we fed it. We took care of it. When the new growth developed during May and June, that plant grew to be about 4.5 to 5 feet tall. It was absolutely beautiful. And from that day on, my dad pruned it every single spring. We controlled the size. It made the house look better because it wasn't blocking the windows anymore. It wasn't blocking the entryway to the front door. And it worked. And you got to do the same thing. Ask if you don't know how to do it. There are people there that will help you. Or just give me a call on Sunday and we'll work together to solve the problem. But you've got to get out there and you have to do it. Now, I want you to walk around your house and look at the shrubbery. And don't just look at it from a distance. Go into the shrub, open them up, and look and see what's on the inside. Now, if you have a shrub and you open it up and you see that the individual little twigs or branches are black in color, and when you touch it with your fingers and you rub it on the stem, you look at your fingers and they're black. That is something called sooty mold. And how it got there is this. On your shrub, and this can happen on any shrub, it can be on holly, where the leaves actually turn black. And when you rub it, that black sooty mold comes off. It's telling you that you have an insect on your plant, and it's either an aphid, a mealybug, or scale. Now, an aphid is green, and if you've ever grown roses, you'll see them on the tips of the branches. Mealybug looks like pieces of cotton, white. And scale is a bump on the side of the branch. And if you were to take your fingernail and scratch it, it'll peel right off. It's like an insect that resembles a turtle. And all three of these, the mealybug, the aphid, and the scale, are insects that suck. Instead of having teeth where they chew, they have a hypodermic needle-type mouth part. They push that needle in, and they suck the energy out of the plant. Just like maple syrup. Think of it that way. You get a day like we just had. We had 7 days of 90-degree weather, high humidity. These guys are just sucking that energy out of that plant. And they're mating, and their numbers, their population is getting bigger and bigger and bigger all the time. When the temperature gets hot, when it exceeds 90 degrees, the liquid inside the plant, the sap, will get thin because of the heat. And when the insect is sucking on it, it's like he's pulling too much of that juice, and he almost chokes, and he'll spit it out. And it's pure sugar. And they call it honeydew. That pure sugar that they've been sucking out of the plant, that they spit out because they're choking, will build up on the leaves of your plant, on the stems of the plant, on the branches of the plant, and it's pure sugar. A black fungus begins to grow, and it's called sooty mold. So when you touch it, you'll see why they call it that. It looks like soot from a fireplace. And if that sooty mold stays on the foliage of your holly, it's blocking the sunlight. And the sunlight cannot penetrate through that sooty mold, and that leaf will die. So you got to clean it. But I want you to go look at your plants. Spread them out. See what's going on. If they're nice and healthy, leave them alone. If you have any broadleaf evergreens, holly, rhododendron, azaleas, Japanese andromeda is one that has a problem. Bring out a sheet of white paper with you. Put the white paper underneath the foliage and hold it with one hand. Take your other hand and tap the foliage and see if anything falls on the white paper. Plants like juniper, either a ground cover or an upright juniper, arborvitae, hemlock, any of the needle type evergreen plants, do the same thing. And if you tap the foliage and things fall on the white paper, and it will be the size of a dot of a ballpoint pen, and you see them moving, that could be something called spider mite. And those guys, when the temperatures exceed 90, they will go from an adult to laying an egg, the egg maturing to be an adult in 3 days. So I want you to check your plants. And if you see spider mite on your evergreens, use all season oil. If you see the sooty mole on your plants, use all season oil and soak them from the inside out. And I mean soak them. Repeat 2 weeks later also.
Your lovely tree attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus now, it provides slow-release feeding all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula and your tree is shielded, roots to top, for stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Your yard's days of being picked on are over, thanks to the science of Bayer Advanced Brush Killer Plus. Its penetrating formula is specifically designed to kill hard-to-control brush like kudzu, poison ivy, poison oak, and wild berries, roots and all. And the concentrate product even kills stumps, so your yard never has to worry about being bullied. Bayer Advanced. Get more from the blue bottle. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
Now I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is gonna look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight! rate.
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Bald Parent Garden Club. Let's go right to the phone lines, Nathan. Who do we have up next?
Jeff in Cape Cod.
Jeff from beautiful Cape Cod, good morning. How can I help you with your garden today?
Good morning, Paul. Boy, what a day, finally.
Finally, we get some nice cool air that we can enjoy.
A little break. I'm not complaining about the heat because of the winter, but, you know, this is better.
Right.
Anyway, yes, yes. I have two questions, one about potatoes and one about my oriental lilies. My lilies, I have several groups around the yard, and this one group that is out by the road, maybe a dozen stalks coming up, at each leaf node on every stalk, there's a black pearl. And I squeezed them, and it's green inside, so I know it's not a bug. So it's a growth. The plant is healthy, they flower, but what are these black pearls that appear?
Okay. That is actually a seed pod. And in time, that black pearl will turn red, and then it will turn brown and fall, and it will start a new plant for you.
Oh, really? Oh,
how's
yeah.
that?
Hey, I never knew that. Yeah, and while we're on that, excuse me, continue, I'm sorry.
The type of lily that you have is probably one of the wild varieties of hybrid lilies. And all of your lilies will make a bulb in the ground, and then the bulb will get bigger and bigger, and they can be divided. But the wild varieties that they've hybridized will make these little fruit on the stem of the plant, and when the flower is pollinated, those will produce seeds, they'll fall, and they'll start brand new lilies for you.
Well, that would explain how over the years, maybe 10 years it's been there, it's gotten a little bigger, so that explains that.
Yep.
Yeah. Now, you said something last week about not using 7, and I use 7 very sparingly, and I'm very careful to stay away from flowers. I missed your whole conversation, and I don't want you to repeat it, but is that why is it bad for bees?
7 is, if you have to use 7, you want to use the 7 liquid. Don't ever use the dust. The 7 dust, when the bees are on the plant doing pollination, if they step on the dust, it will stick to their legs, and then when they go back to the nest to deliver the pollen that they have picked up, it will contain the 7, and the 7 is poisonous to bees.
Okay,
all right. So use
the 8 is better.
The 8 is better, but it's still toxic to bees. Okay. So use the 8 in your vegetable garden, and in the flower bed, use Captain Jack. Captain Jack is organic. You can spray it all over the flowers, all over the plants, and it will not hurt the bees. 7 and 8. 7 is a lot more toxic than 8. But use it if you've got it, we don't want you to take it and dump it out and pollute the soil someplace. You're better off to spread it over a large area, let the sun break it down, and that way it becomes harmless. And use it in a garden where you don't have flowers to control chewing insects.
Okay. Very good. All right. And my second question, if I have time. My potatoes, I've been killing them, and the potato plants are great and healthy, and I've been pinching the flowers. My hill now is about 10 inches high and 10 inches wide, and I started with a little trench. How do I water it? Do I hill it more? What do I do from this point on?
Okay. Why are you picking off the flowers?
I've heard that if you allow the potato plant to flower, then it won't make potatoes.
If you remove the flower, then it can't be pollinated. Don't remove the flowers from your potatoes. What I do is the walkway between the rows of potatoes, I take that walkway and I create the mounds around each of the plants, but do not remove the flowers.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutriMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical, Medical, MEDICAL.com, or call our order line 888-212-8871.